It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of Steeler Stat Geek. This is Steel Curtain Network editor Dave Schofield coming at you. We are moving on. We are in the second Thursday in May. Every time I'd say, oh, it's Thursday morning, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how far we've gone. Man, it seems like just the other day I was counting down the weeks to training camp that we went the whole way through the season. Now I'm counting it down again. But hey, we're 2 weeks in. We're two Mondays. Not Mondays, what I'm saying. Two Thursdays into May. So that means we're getting close. Rookie mini camp starts tomorrow. Then we'll turn around, and I think that's the 21st where there's OTAs, mandatory mini camp in June, then the lull. As you can see, other than that 6 week lull in there, we're moving on. We're rolling through the off season, but there's still a lot going on. There still is. The Steelers signed a wide receiver yesterday. They added Scotty Miller, I do believe it is, from another former Atlanta Falcon from when Arthur Smith was there. Steelers fans are all ho-hum. What are they doing? They keep adding these kind of guys. I'm like, you know what? Maybe the Steelers are just trying to add so many guys of a certain level that they're hoping one or two of them come out and ball out and really step up. And the more competition they have there, the more it might push people to try to make the roster. People step up. Who knows? We don't know what they're planning. Big Brosco and I talked about that Tuesday night. That was the whole premise of our show. We don't know the plans. We wish we knew the plans, but we don't always know the plans. So let's get into some numbers. Let's do that. And this week's episode comes courtesy of one KT Smith, the topic of it, that is. Now, he didn't even speak to me directly. Kind of called me out. No, he didn't call me out. He was curious about something on the Here We Go, the Steelers show. But Brian Anthony Davis had more or less called me out. But he actually tipped me off that this was coming before that episode even aired. So I'm like, all right, I got to make sure I'm listening. Got to go in, make sure I see what's going on. And it was all in anticipation of today being the schedule release day. It's been the day. It's been the last 2 years at least, where it was exactly 2 weeks after the first day of the draft. But then some things came out that the Steelers and the other 31 teams in the entire NFL will not be getting their schedules until next Wednesday. next Wednesday. That's what is that, May 15th, I do believe. They'll probably do the big show. We'll probably get certain games being leaked probably all weekend, or if not, it'll start to get pretty hot the beginning of next week, I'm sure. I mean, honestly, I had the entire Steelers schedule filled in the article before it was officially announced, just based on speculations and then being able to figure stuff out. It was actually just one of those intriguing things. And sometimes some people put way too much stock into figuring out the schedule. That's true. But people also put an awful lot of stock into trying to figure out who's being drafted where as well. Now you could argue the merits of either one. Personally, I really want to know the Steelers schedule. There's a lot to it, not just because I attend games, but we're going to get to it today of seeing that where things fall in the schedule can make a really big difference on how everything plays out. To let you know what I mean, is the different ways to look at it is, for example, do the Steelers do better or worse if they play a team in September versus in December? Do they have a better chance of victory if they are coming off a bye versus if they're coming off an AFC North matchup? We're going to look at a bunch of these different things to break it down. And this all started because KT Smith wanted to know, hey, what's the Steelers' record after they play the Ravens? You know, how do they do that next week? So that's what kind of inspired all of this. But I broke it into a bunch of different categories in order to get this information. So before we get into it, I just want to explain my parameters that I used. Then we're going to look at it by month, where the Steelers generally have more success in what month out of the year to know if you want to catch a team, you know, more towards the beginning of the season, more towards the end of the season. Then in the second half, we'll dive into some of the precise things, some AFC North stuff, some primetime games, all a bunch of different things that I decided to look into. I even have 1 week of the season that I've noted earlier. And if you're one of my nerds of steel and listen a lot, you might even remember that there is a specific week of the season where the Steelers do not do very well. They're not so hot in one certain week. So we'll do this. But first of all, of course, when KT Smith brings this up and Brian calls me out and says, that sounds like a stat geek thing, you know what I'm going to say.
Challenge accepted.
It's what I have to do if it's possible to figure it out. So I decided to get some good data. I'm like, let's just pick a nice round number before I look at anything to know how it falls and say, let's look back. And I thought, well, I could look back 5 years, but I said, no, let's go 10. So I take the extra time. I'm going to go back 10 years. Now, could I have gone all the way back to 2007 with the Mike Tomlin era? I could have done that. But, man, it took enough just to do the 10 years of going through and pulling out each game of these categories. So I thought I would let you know all this information is coming from Pro Football Reference. When it comes to the months and everything and their success there, that's based on their filtering system. Otherwise, I was just going into the Steelers individual season page and pulling out, okay, look at there. Oh, they played in Baltimore. What did they do the next week? Oh, they played in primetime. How did they do? Oh, how did they do the next week? Oh, there was a Thursday night game. That's the mini bye. How did they do the next? That's how I did it. I went in and pulled it out myself, but based on their information. So let's go ahead and dive into this. Let's look at the months first. All right. So if you look at it as a whole, the Steelers have a trend of where they go. Now, I went, remember, so this is from 2014 through 2023, and I looked at them, and if the game was played in September, October, November, December, and I have to throw in January because we had several, not nearly as many games, of course. You're generally looking at just one January game a year, although with the 17-game schedule, I'm pretty sure there's one there. I'm pretty sure we have two. Also, this is just regular season. Only regular season. I'm not looking at playoffs. That would really, you could say it would maybe bring down the January numbers. It would probably bring them into more reality, but maybe not that bad. But that's a whole different scenario because you're talking about in the over 10 years, I'm assuming during the regular season that the level of competition kind of balances itself out for most of this based on the larger sample size, based on 16 or 17 games for the last 10 years. That means, oh, well, if one, they lost this game because they played an undefeated team. You know, they were still undefeated in November. Oh, they won this game because they played a team that had, that was on a seven-game losing streak. Things of that nature, that they should, over 10 years, I felt that was enough to balance those type of things out. So, but let's just see. Let's dive in and see. Okay, so we'll do it month by month. September, the Steelers, their overall record over the last 10 seasons in September is 17-15-1. That is a win percentage of 53%, 53.0. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, that's the lowest of any month. That's the lowest. And believe it or not, their home record is worse than their away record. They are 8-8 at home in the month of September. That's a 50%. And they're 7-9-1 on the road because they had that tie in Cleveland. T.J. Watt doesn't block that field goal. Then you're talking about both of them, you know, being then it would have been 9-8 on the road still. But that's, 55.9% on the road. So that's how you get that 53%. Steelers, not good at home in September. Remember that when the schedule comes out. Now, they're 500, if that's good enough or not. Actually, 500 for some of these other categories we look at wouldn't be so bad. But things get better for the Steelers in October. Over the last 10 years, they're 25-14. That's a 64.1% win rate. At home, they're 15-6. That's 71.4 win at home. On the road, they're 10-8. That's 55.6. So they're actually slightly better on the road in September than October, but it's 0.3%. And a lot of that has to do with the tie versus, not having that, a tie counts as half a win whenever you're going and figuring out winning percentage. If it wasn't for that, then it wouldn't have been as good. So moving on to November, then it's even more. Steelers have even a better winning percentage in November. They're 25-12-1. So they're 25-14 in October, 25-12-1 in November. So slightly better, 67.1 win percentage. They're 13-4-1 at home. That is a 75% win rate. And they're 12-8 on the road. That is a 60% win rate, which is going to be their highest of any full month. I'll say that because January is not a full month. When it comes to being on the road, November, that one really jumps out. So then you take a little bit of a step back in December, where the Steelers were 28-17, 62.2% win percentage, 17-7 at home. So that was a 70.8% win percentage, and 11-10 on the road, 52.4% win percentage. Yeah. Then you get to January. This one kind of skews a little bit. Steelers overall over the last 10 years, 7-1 in January. 7-1 in January. The only loss that they've had in January was in the 2020 season when they didn't even have Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt. They didn't even make the trip to Cleveland. That was the Mason Rudolph almost came through and won that game for the Steelers. That was the last week of the season. They weren't even really trying. That's the only loss in the regular season in January the Steelers have had in the last 10 years. That's an 87.5% winning percentage, 3-0 at home, that's 100%, and 4-1 on the road, that's 80%. All right, so January is good. January is good. So let's not even look at January since it's just a partial one. You know, but not even 10 games when you look at January. So small sample size. But remember that the Steelers have done well in January. They've done well to finish out the seasons. The best overall month is November, 67.1%. There, and a lot of that is based on a 75% winning percentage at home. But the Steelers are over a 70% winning percentage at home in October as well. That was, it was second, was 71.4. And December was 70.8. So they do much better not in September at home. So September home games, something to look for when the schedule comes out. I know it was supposed to be tonight, but now we got to wait a week. This is my last show before doing StatGeek before the schedule comes out. So I wanted you to remember this for things to look for on the schedule. Know what to look for. Now, what about the road? What's some of the bad stuff? Well, the best road percentage is, once again, November, but it's 60%. 60%. Then they're below 60%, but above 50% in all the other months, because it goes November with 60%, then, believe it or not, September with 55.9%, October 55.6%, and December with 52.4%. That's throwing out the 80% win rate in January. So that's where this things fall when it comes to where in the schedule. So sometimes you got to be a little bit leery when you see some of these matchups with the Steelers and they have them early, and because there's a week in there that's bad, that's early as well. September matchups have not been kind to the Steelers. Much better in October over the last 10 years. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to dive into some very specific situations of, you know, Steelers coming off certain things or even some certain matchups. So stick around. We'll be right back. When my phone.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Steelers fans, let's get rolling with this. Let's see what the best and worst possible things in the schedule could be for the Steelers coming up with when the schedule is released next Wednesday, based on the trends of the last 10 years. So this all started because KT Smith wanted to know how the Steelers do against the week after playing the Ravens. Now, couple things. I made note of these games. But if the next game was in the playoffs, I didn't count it towards the overall record, because this is what I was getting at in the first half, and I don't know that I ever came back to it. When you're talking about the regular season, the strength of your opponent pretty over 10 years should, you know, hopefully even out. But when you go to the playoffs, those are all stronger opponents. So that's why I'm not including those. And what about years where they played in the playoffs, where they didn't play in the playoffs? things of that nature. So although I made some notes of them, I didn't count them when I actually did the breakdown. So I not only did I look at how they did against Baltimore, I also did how they did after they played Cleveland. I also did every time they played after Cincinnati. And I also noted for all of them whether it was home or away. Not the next game, not the game they played after them, but when they played in Baltimore, how did they do the next week? So those kind of things. So those are a bunch of categories that I have. Then I looked at, all right, that's easy. Let's look and see how the Steelers did the game coming out of the bye. All right, not a problem. Then I looked at, all right, how about the mini bye, the game after Thursday Night Football? All right, well, look at that, because that's good to know. It's because that really does come into effect in certain places where you're like coming off the mini bye, they're much better. Then I looked at primetime games at home and their record there. And then primetime games on the road. Then I looked at 4 o'clock games at home and 4 o'clock games on the road. Then I looked at what they did the week after they played a primetime game, any primetime game. So this included Thursdays. So we'll look at that and you can kind of subtract that off and then see how it did otherwise. That you know, we'll look at that when we get there to say, you know, sometimes you're playing Sunday night or Monday night. Maybe it's not the best thing to have a game the next week. Then I looked at one specific week of the season that I've noticed has been troublesome for the Steelers. And that's week four. The Steelers have struggled in week four more than any other week of the season. I broke this down last year when it was going on during the season. And so I just thought I'd throw that in there because I'm going to show where that's something to look at. So here it goes. We've got, I don't know. Do I want to go all the AFC North? Do I want to go just Baltimore with it? Okay, let's just go just Baltimore. All right. Over the years, the Steelers, the week after they play in Baltimore, they're actually 5-2, 71.4% win percentage. And the week after they play Baltimore at home, they're 5-4, which is a 55.6% win percentage. Okay, well, that's a little bit more. But I wonder why home versus the road. Honestly, they'd have been the same, except there were two losses the Steelers had in there. One was in 2021 and one was in 2020, because I started with 2023 work backwards. Two losses back-to-back years after playing Baltimore at home where they lost, but they were on a short week. They didn't have a full 7 days. In 2020, it's because they played on a Wednesday. That's right, because remember, kept getting pushed back. And then had to play the next Monday and lost. Then the very next year, 2021, they played at home against Baltimore on a Sunday, and then they had to go to Minnesota on Thursday night. And I from the very beginning with that game, I'm like, that's a loss. That's a loss. When we predicted the schedule, people were like, why? I'm like, they're coming off playing the Ravens, and they have to travel on a short week. That's about the worst thing that could happen for the Steelers. It wouldn't matter who they were playing. And they almost came back and won that game after they got down a bunch, if you remember that one. So that's something to really look for in the schedule. Do they have to play on a short week after playing an AFC North team, or particularly the Baltimore Ravens? Because that is the worst case scenario. I'll tell you right now. Short week playing after playing the Ravens. That's bad. All right. So it wasn't that big versus home versus away when it came to Baltimore. So you're looking overall, you know, 10-6 in games after they play the Ravens. That's a 62.5% win percentage. So you're like, all right, is that good? Let's put it in context. Let's do the rest of the AFC North. When the Steelers play in Cleveland, their next game, I remember one of these was a wild card loss. One of these was a wild card win. Well, even after playing in Baltimore, they had two wild card losses the next week that weren't counted. But you know, throwing those out, 6-2 in games after they've played in Cleveland, 5-1 in games after they played Cleveland in Pittsburgh. So, you know, and that those also have a wild card loss, a wild card win that were thrown out of there. You know, another one that there was no game after. They finished with Cleveland at home and didn't play anymore. Okay. If there's a bye week afterwards, that one was thrown out. So that's why there's a discrepancy in the numbers. So you're talking a 75% win percentage after playing in Cleveland, an 83.3% win percentage after playing at home against Cleveland. So all in all, it's 78.6% win percentage. Then you look at Cincinnati. After playing in Cincinnati, 7-2. After playing against Cincinnati at home, 6-2. Very similar. So you look at these. It wasn't really as big if it was home or road, because Baltimore, it was 5-2 versus 5-4, but two of those were on a short week. If you were to throw them out, they'd have been the same. Okay. After being at Cleveland, 6-2, home 5-1. They play two more games and go 1-1. They're exactly the same. Okay. In Cincinnati, 7-2, which was 77.8 win percentage. 6-2. I mean, my goodness, if they had one more game, maybe it was a win. 75% win percentage. So overall, in games they play after they play the Cincinnati Bengals, they're 76.5% win percentage. So although they don't lose the majority of their games after playing the Ravens, they do have a lower winning percentage in games played the week after playing the Ravens over the last 10 years than they do the rest of the AFC North. 62.5% versus 76.5% and 78.6%. So that does show you there is some correlation there, but not so much so that it gives them a losing record. So it affects them, but it doesn't destroy them, if that makes sense. So I'm hoping that you follow for that. So all in all, when it comes to the AFC North, following an AFC North opponent, The next game, the Steelers are 34-13. That's a 72.3 win percentage. They're 18-6 at home. Oh, sorry, 18-6 on the road, which is a 75% winning percentage, and 16-7 at home, which is a 69.6% winning percentage. So that's what happens in games after AFC North. Hey, it's AFC North football. So not a big letdown, but more for the Ravens. I don't know if it's the emotional or if it's the physical letdown, the being beat up a little bit more. So to answer your question, Kevin, there is a difference compared to the rest of the AFC North, but it's still a winning record. All right, so let's look at some of these other things over the last 10 years. How about after the bye? Well, after the bye, the Steelers over the last 10 seasons are 7-3. That's a 70% winning percentage. Hey, that looks pretty good. There's some other things that are even better. But one thing I want to tell you about after the bye, they're 7-3, but it's 7 straight wins. They lost coming out of the bye in 2014, 15, and 16, and then they've won every week out of the bye since 2017. That's kind of important to look at because the trends are interesting as well. All right. So it's good coming out of the bye, but it's on its way up. Now, how about coming off the mini bye, coming off of Thursday Night Football? Well, the Steelers are 9-2. They're even better off the mini bye than they are off the regular bye. They're 9-2, 81.8% win percentage. Maybe it just works out there that it's the right amount of rest to get recovered, but it's not like you're having the entire week away that they get there after, they have a bonus practice and then they're away and through the weekend and all that stuff. Maybe they do better with that. But here's the thing that's interesting there. What's really interesting is that the Steelers are 1-2 in the last three times they played on Thursday Night Football, the week after. Their losses came in 2023, one of them, because remember, they played two Thursday Night Football games. Their latest one, the one in December, they lost the next week. And then in 2022, they lost coming out of Thursday Night Football. Other than that, they had one win in 2023. Then they had a win in 2021. They didn't have a Thursday night game in 2020 because, remember, it got moved to the next Wednesday, so I wasn't counting that. Then you have 2019 win, 2018 win, 2017 win, 2016 win, 2015 win, because they had two of them, 2014 win. So the Steelers were 8-0 going into 2022, but in the last 2 years, they're 1-2. So that one, they do very well, but they're not necessarily trending in the right direction in recent years. These are things to remember. All right, so how do the Steelers do? Now we're not going to look at the, I'm going to jump to a different category because I want to keep in this thing of how do they do the week after. All right, so what about the week after a primetime game? In all, the Steelers are 25-14-1 in a game following a primetime game. Now, I did not break these up into the home versus away primetime. I just did them all primetime. Now, if you subtract off the 9-2 that the Steelers were from Thursday night, you're talking about the Steelers being 16-12-1 on games following a Sunday or Monday night game. 16-12-1. So when you look at that one, that's, I do believe, if I do that real quick, that's only a 56.9 win percentage. So coming after primetime game, not the best. I mean, they're only 63.8%, including the Thursday nights. So coming after a primetime game, especially if it's not a Thursday night game, they're not doing too good. All right, so those are all the games that were weeks following something. So when you get the schedule, look at that. Say, oh, they play in primetime this week. Oh, they're on Monday Night Football. Oh, who do they play that next week? Oh, that's a really good opponent. That one could be trouble. These are the things to look for, all right? So I'm trying to get you looking for these trends even before the schedule comes out. All right, now, how do Steelers do in primetime games at home? In primetime games, this included Thursday Night Football as well, but in all, they are 17-5 in primetime games at home over the last 10 years. That's 77.3% winning percentage. In primetime games on the road, they're 11-10. That's only a 52.4% winning percentage. So good at home in primetime, basically 50-50 on the road in primetime. So if you say, the Steelers got five primetime games, well, four of them are on the road. That might not be the advantage as it would be if you were to say, there's four of them at home. Now, as a season ticket holder, I'm not a big fan of that. But anyway, what about if it's not primetime? What if it's the late afternoon game? What about 4 o'clock to 4:25 kickoffs? All those in there. I included, like, if there were, and during COVID, if it was a 3 o'clock kickoff versus, there was a 3:31 in there, there was a 5 o'clock in there. I grouped those into some things with this one. So let's look at the 4 o'clock games. When the Steelers are at home for a 4 o'clock game, they're 12-6, 66.7%. That's not bad. So that's not, it's not as good as primetime, but it's still, not terrible. It's probably about what it is for a 1 o'clock game as well, which is basically everything else. But when they're on the road for a 4 o'clock game, they're 7-9. 7-9, 43.8% winning percentage. Yikes. So when you've got that 4:05 kickoff in Las Vegas, they're actually better off if they're playing one of those West Coast teams. If they're on the road for a 4 o'clock game, they're better off being in primetime. They are. Because even just at 11-10 in primetime, still better than that 7-9 at 4 o'clock. So that's just kind of interesting to see how those goes. Now, some of those could be because they're on the West Coast. Steelers didn't travel as well to the West Coast. Last year wasn't a problem, but it has been in the past. So this goes back 10 years. And then another thing is, if they're a 4 o'clock game and it's not a, mountain or Pacific time zone, it's probably because it's a really big matchup, like a Baltimore or a tougher opponent. So that's part of the reason why that's probably under 500. But that's good to know. 4 o'clock road games, not the best for the Steelers. Here's one more to look at. Make sure you check this one when the schedule comes out. This is one you're going to want to look at. And that's week four. Steelers have not had success in week four in the last 10 years. They are 4-6 in week four. That's the end of September before you roll in October, if you break in the season into quarters, something happens that fourth week of the season. Not very good for the Steelers. I don't know if it's just a, You know, I know oftentimes if you're like dieting or exercising or stuff like that, day four is like the hump you have to get through based on the various chemicals and stuff in your bodies. Don't know why it's week four for the Steelers, but it has been good. They've lost their last three week fours. And like I said, they're only 4-6. That's a 40% winning percentage. Wow. Okay. So that's all that. Now let's come back and just look at it in general. What would be a good breakdown for the Steelers? Okay. Well, I can't remember. I don't know if I gave you the totals for primetime games. Primetime games, whether they're home or the road, they're 65.1% winning percentage. And after a primetime game, they're 63.8. So they do have that little bit of a letdown. I think I gave you that one before. I gave you the 63.8. So what are the best scenarios versus the worst scenarios? All right. Well, I already told you the worst one. And that is the Steelers have a 0% winning percentage if they play the Baltimore Ravens and then have to go on a short week. If you're playing a team on a short week after playing the Ravens, that's bad for the Steelers. So look for that as a bad thing on the schedule when it comes out. Week four, that's the next worst thing. Look at that week four game and be like, I'd like this one, but man, it's something with the Steelers in week four and what they're doing there. Next one that's bad. 4 o'clock away games, only 43.8% win percentage. Those are the three that are less than a 50% win rate, is short week after the Ravens, week four games, and 4 o'clock away games. Those are the biggest three to look for. Then the next one, the next worst one, is primetime away games at 52.4% winning percentage. Then the next worst is after they play the Ravens at 62.5%. I didn't break it down to home versus away because I'm just trying to do it overall. So after playing the Ravens, look at that matchup. That is something to note, as KT Smith was asking. And then last but not least, on the bad end of things, after primetime games. Now, granted, these winning percentages are going to be closer. They're not that far off from the ones that I'm going to say are good. But that's just kind of the order, going from bad now to the good. Now let's look at the best thing. The best scenario for the Steelers to get a win after a Thursday night game. The trend isn't as much in that direction right now, but that overall over 10 years, that's the best. The next best one is after playing the Cleveland Browns with a 78.6% win percentage. Okay. That actually playing a team after the Browns, I don't know, maybe it's because they go out, you know, have a battle with the Browns and they just keep rolling after playing the Browns. I don't know. Then the next best one is home primetime games with the 77.3% win percentage. Then the next is after playing the Bengals of 76.5%, you know, rolling, you know, take what they did against Cincinnati and keep rolling, whether it's a bounce back from a loss or rolling off of a win, that seems to be all right. And then the other one that's a good one, and this one's mainly because it's trending that way, is after a bye week. As I say, Steelers, 70% win percentage, but 7 wins in a row. Whew. So there you go. There's the data. Hopefully that made sense to you. Hopefully you understand why I was saying it. Now, some people might have said, well, you should have just saved this for next week. Well, did you want to look at it after the fact, after the schedule was out? We could have, but then that could have made you be a little bit depressed. Oh, man, I want to go to that game, you know, against where they're doing things. I can tell you right now, Brian Anthony Davis has said it enough. One thing to look on the schedule this year, where do they play? When do they play in Philly? Because they haven't won in Philadelphia since 1965. So if you're looking at playing in Philadelphia in prime time in week four, let's say it's a Thursday after you play the Ravens the week before, my goodness, that would have everything stacked against the Steelers. That'd be like all the worst case scenario. But if you're going to have a bad scenario anyway, get them all out of the way. I'd rather have the Steelers play someone in week four if I think they're not going to win that game. That's one that statistically they're not going to win it for other reasons. That's why I say in week four, give me Philly on the road on Sunday Night Football after in week three the Steelers play the Ravens on Thursday night. No, wait a second. I said that wrong. Sunday. Not that they played the Ravens on Thursday. Have them play the Ravens the week before and play Philly on Thursday night in week four. There. That would just get them all out of the way. But my goodness, if they would win that game, talk about bringing up the statistics from a bunch of different categories. So as you can see, this is kind of fun to look at the numbers and just see how it all plays out. And hey, I'm going to keep looking at the numbers for y'all all the rest of the offseason. I already got someone. Somebody asked me. I had someone reach out to me. So I'm planning on doing it next week unless something else comes up. If not, I'm going to do it in the next several weeks. Somebody said, hey, is there a podcast where I can go get a breakdown of how the salary cap works and everything? I'm trying to look back. I'm like, it's been a long time since I did that, and it used, you know, old examples from those times. So I'm going to go ahead and do another, you know, breaking down the terms and how the numbers work with everything, with the salary cap, with you know, restructures, extensions. I've done it somewhat, but I'm going to just take one time to focus on it again to make sure, since someone was saying, hey, where can I get that information? If I've done that recently and I just don't remember, and you are, and someone out there knows the episode, let me know. And then that way I can just forward on that episode as well. But this was a whole lot of fun, so I can say...
Challenge accepted.
Actually, that's challenge completed. Hopefully, that was good enough to KT's liking. And, of course, make sure you're checking out all our podcasts that we have coming out. I'll be on the Steelers Preview tonight with Jeff and Brian. That's always a lot of fun. Make sure you're checking out SteelCurtainNetwork.com. Thank you, Nerds of Steel. Hit me up with any other stats, things you'd like to know. STLR Superfan Dad on X, or if you add @gmail.com to the end of that, that's my email address. And as I always say, to close these out,
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.